did, right?
Good morning. This is Ralph Jensen. I'm editor of Security Products Magazine. This morning I'm meeting with Patrick Feel Sr., former chief of police for the Washington, D.C. school district and security consultant for ADT. Patrick, I'm pleased to have you with us. I have just a few questions in light of the fact of the massacre at Virginia Tech University. I'd like to entitle this conversation, Where We Go From Here. Many people have said that large college or university campuses cannot be truly secured. Do you believe they can be?
Hey, Ralph, I mean, the answer is basically college and universities present a major challenges, you know, due to their size and number of the students, the staff, and visitors. And the nature is it's an open campus. But it is a challenge, you know, that we have to meet. It's not an option here that, you know, we have to find out that there are ways and means to secure your campuses. There's no room, you know, for words that cannot or impossible, you know, as people are saying. You know, so we're talking about, you know, lives here. So my belief that we can secure an environment without turning these campuses into a prison.
What elements or combination of elements are necessary to protect students and staff?
For a good security plan to work, there's multiple combinations. You know, you got to start with the beginning, you know, proper policies and procedures. What is in place? Then you can go into, like they did during their emergency, you know, preparedness. And then from there, you can take, you know, as a resource, what we talked about, technology. Technology is very critical, as you can see, is sort of resources around campuses because the campuses are so large. And the majority of the campuses have a minimum, you know, police force. So by using technology, it could be their eyes, their resource for them. And once you implement all this, it's a matter of keeping funding available, making sure that they have enough resources. And you got to continue train and making sure you come proficient. The main thing is leadership. You got to get the buy-in from the top. Leaders are the ones that are making decisions on a daily basis. I go around the country talking to, you know, my colleagues, the chiefs of police, and they understand. They really do know, you know, what's needed. However, when they get up to the leadership level, it seems like they don't want to hear it. You know, they're going to say they have that attitude. You know, it's not going to happen here. So it's a wake up call. You know, and you got to go into the understanding that, you know, it's possible that it could happen, and you have to prepare yourself for the worst disaster there is.
What types of technology can work in a large campus setting?
But it's very critical, you know, when we talk about, you know, the technology, is that one thing that we do is that we do an assessment. And that determines, you know, what they currently have and what we can recommend to turn it into a solution. Some of the things that, you know, we saw, you know, is one of the things critical is notification. It is very critical in a time of a crisis. So we have things out there, what we call, you know, mass notification. You know, it's like a clear warning system. Cameras are very effective, you know, on around campuses. You know, we're talking about now, so cameras are so sophisticated, they can go into analytics. They can tell you what you exactly want to do. In this scenario here, you know, it can actually, you know, be your resources. There can be extra manpower to see what's going on at any specific given time. Video also now is, you know, can tie in to law enforcement, to the emergency response units that respond to campuses. So cameras are a very effective tool, you know, before an incident, during an incident, and after an incident. Access control is very critical when you want to, if a campus goes into a lockdown mode, they got to be able to secure their campuses. Every door on campus, every main door in there around the perimeter should be able to be secured. And you can do this basically without just keys. You can do it through some type of access control system where you have card swipes. Now, the card swipes can be controlled by one central location or giving certain people authorizations. So a good example, if you have a resident hall, you've got 50 students living there, you'd have 50 cards. The individuals would have their own card, what they call the smart card. Also, to inside there, every resident hall, every academic hall, and every building or facility inside need to be able to be secured. All the classrooms inside, if there is a class going in and there is an announcement that there is a lockdown, or, you know, stay in place, that teacher, that professor, or that student in that classroom has got to be able to secure it. So basically a simple deadbolt would be, you know, be suffice. So as you can see, there's a lot of, it's a whole comprehensive plan when we're talking about technology on campus.
Well, many public and private colleges are strapped for money. How can they fund the plans you're talking about?
Well, it's what I've lesson learned, and, you know, I learned this a great deal, you know, when I was a chief in Washington, D.C. It's got to be a commitment here, you know. It's got to be a commitment from the administrators, the decision makers. All schools have money. It's just now they have to allocate it. They got to balance now, balance between education and security, and it's got to be part of the curriculum. You know, in the past we talked about, and, you know, and I've been there, and we never had any money for it to do anything. Everybody else had money. So the funding, you know, that is incorporated in the general funds has got to be part of the solution. So law enforcement or the chief there of security can make recommendations and implement some of the things that were talked about. You know, it's very political, you know. It's a commitment, you know, that we have to say, you know, that we're committed, you know, to finding a solution and the best practices that are keeping our kids safe. And so it's all, you know, boils down to the administration, great leadership and all this stuff here, and you will have a good working campus.
What role, if any, can government play in helping secure these campuses?
Well, again, you know, we should be taking the lead from somebody. Somebody should step up to the plate, and I believe it's the federal government. You know, when I was in the chief in Washington, D.C., we got a lot of guidance, a lot of information from the Department of Education, a lot of information shared from the Department of Justice. And now, you know, since 9/11, you know, we have Homeland Security. So I think it's very critical that we have a standard across the board, like we do the K-12 schools, that we put it in college campuses around the country. So we have some type of a standard base level security in all campuses.
Patrick, thank you for joining me this morning. Any final thoughts?
ADT, you know, we're offering, you know, a free assessment of campuses, and, you know, this is what we've been doing. We have over 1,300 colleges today, and we have over 15,000 schools around the country that we're providing security services to.